All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
Hey, we're beginning a brand new day, brand new week. It is Monday, May 9th. I'm Kathy Worzer. This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. The weather could become a story you'll talk about this week. We're going to jump into summer with the possibility of record high temperatures in parts of western and southern Minnesota by Wednesday. Yesterday's wet weather was a little taste of what will be an active weather week. We've seen some big storms pounding parts of the Dakotas in the wee hours of this morning. More storms could develop late this afternoon along and east of I-35. A few storms could be severe and produce large hail, damaging winds, and forecasters cannot rule out the possibility of a tornado. Tuesday, tomorrow is really the only dry day of the week. Heat and humidity builds Wednesday into Thursday. Highs in southern and western Minnesota will be in the 80s to the lower 90s. We'll have today's forecast in just a moment. The state Human Rights Department is expected to begin talks today with Minneapolis city officials about an oversight agreement for the Minneapolis Police Department. Matt Sepik has the story.
A two-year state investigation of the MPD found a, quote, pattern or practice of race discrimination that included officers being more likely to use force against people of color and using racist and misogynistic language. Mayor Jacob Frey said last week that he's eager to work out the terms of a consent decree where a Minnesota judge would oversee reforms, but Frey says he wants to ensure that it doesn't conflict with an expected federal consent decree.
We want to make sure that there is clarity of the goals that we are working for, that there's consistency in the measures that could ultimately be adopted, and that we don't have dueling consent decrees.
Minnesota Human Rights Commissioner Rebecca Lucero says she wants the state consent decree drafted by September 1st. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
In other news, state health officials are asking parents to watch out for signs of liver inflammation if their children have had colds or intestinal bugs. Sarah Gelbard has more.
Minnesota Department of Health epidemiologists are investigating a few cases of liver inflammation in children younger than three. One of them needed a liver transplant. The cause is still unknown, but the hepatitis may be connected to a virus called adenovirus type 41. If your child has recently been ill with common cold symptoms, vomiting or diarrhea, watch out for jaundice or yellowing of your child's eyes and skin. That's one sign of liver inflammation. If your child has jaundice, health officials say take them to see a healthcare provider. The CDC says more than 100 children across the United States have been diagnosed with hepatitis. I'm Sarah Gelbard.
There's a whole lot going on this week around Minnesota politics and policy. Minnesota House and Senate conference committees on specific areas of the state budget are due to begin meeting today. There's $7 billion to $8 billion of the projected budget surplus left to allocate. There are four areas in competition for most of that pot of money: tax cuts, school spending, allowances for health and long-term care programs, and public safety initiatives. 2 weeks from today, the 2022 legislative session must be over. In sports, the Wild lost to the Blues in St. Louis yesterday, 5-2. The best of seven playoff series between the two teams is now tied at two games apiece. Game five is tomorrow night in St. Paul. The Lynx lost to the Washington Mystics yesterday, 78-66. The Lynx have lost the first two games of the season. They play the Fever in Indiana tomorrow night. Today's regional weather forecast: we have a wind advisory for southern and western Minnesota through early this evening. Wind gusts around 45 to 50 miles an hour will be pretty common in those areas. Mostly cloudy skies, windy showers and thunderstorms in central and northern Minnesota, mainly this morning, and then showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon in eastern Minnesota. That includes the metro area. As I mentioned prior, some of those storms may be severe. Highs around 70 in Bemidji, near 90. In south central Minnesota around Mankato and St. Peter, a little cooler near Lake Superior. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms. This evening, lows in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Tomorrow, a chance of more showers and thunderstorms, mainly in southeastern Minnesota. Highs tomorrow, mid-60s to the mid-70s under a mostly sunny sky. If you're looking for more news right now, you can always stream us by going to nprnews.org. You can download the news app, Tell your smart speakers to play NPR News, or you know what? You could just turn on the radio and listen that way. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Warzer.